Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School to New School way. I wouldn't even say that. We're just old school, Austin. You're just young. You're just wet behind the ears, man. But, you know, we didn't get to jump into it because we had a great segment talking about what Nebraska's been able to do in June from the little that we know and what it could mean and the options. And I'm sure, you know, there's plenty to be written and talked about it over time, considering that we're right around the corner. Before this party gets started, for those young men trying to, you know, live up to the, you know, expectations put upon them by millions and millions of Go Big Red fans, but then also live up to the daily standards that they have set for themselves, you know, internally. And what, and the reason why my point is that Dylan Raiola was, I don't know where he was, being interviewed. He said, you know, this year, you know, it's a player led team. You know, everything, I think, I don't want to, you know, misspeak, but I think he said everything runs through them, which is good. I think one of the things that we had, you know, Jack Stark and Coach Osborne and those guys, you know, had the Unity Council. I'm sure they have some sort of it, you know, there, and it was a bunch of, you know, it wasn't a bunch of guys. It was a select few. You had to be kind of, you know, well-respected and do the right things on and off the field and in the community to, you know, give the coaches a, you know, a good pulse of the team, but then also protect the coaches from the pulse of the team by regulation in that locker room. And I always talk about the story of when I was a redshirt freshman. I was lucky enough I wasn't of age to go down O Street, or better yet, the thing was I probably didn't have a good enough fake ID, you know, just playing. And there was some stuff going on for, you know, probably before that preceded me getting here. And Christian Peter and you know, the other leaders of the team, and I think it was 1995, you know, stood up and said, listen, don't worry about the coaches. If we catch, you know, wind of anybody breaking curfew on a Thursday, you know, we had Thursday night curfew. And, you know, Coach Osborne always said 2 nights before the game is the most important sleep. Because everybody's going to be, you know, amped up and, you know, a little bit, you know, nervous tonight before the game. You'd have to answer to Christian. I think that, and it was other guys too. I think that, you know, Clinton Childs and those guys, I think it really set the tone of what a player-led team could be. But it's not just that in times of adversity. I think it's also in times of trying to reach the standard on a daily basis that you, you know, set upon yourself. And then also living, you know, living up to those expectations individually and then collectively as position groups and offense and defense and special teams. It's interesting that, you know, a relatively young team, younger led team, right? Sophomore quarterback, I'll say M is very, you know, young in as far as like experience, right? You know, he's played some, but, you know, this is going to be his first year being the guy. And you got some new guys on the block, which provides some more senior, you know, laden leadership. And obviously Dane Key and Rocco and those guys, right? And you just say Elijah Pritchard, because I'm assuming he's going to try to do one and done here. But the younger guys, Ja'Cory Barney and all those guys, you know, decide to step up and, you know, take this team by the reins. And that'll be interesting to see where it goes. And people always ask, will always ask, what does that mean? That means what it means is, in my opinion, is that you guys have taken the blueprint that Matt Rhule has set forth very clearly over the last 2 years. And this is probably what maybe he's pushing them towards. And you've made that blueprint your own. And then that turns into, in quotes, the new catchphrase, culture. And then you use that and live that. Now it becomes you, though. You know, culture isn't something that you just do when you walk into the stadium or practice facility. It's just who you are. It's just like I always say, if a team's physical, everything they do is physical. So, you know, for this team right here, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they go upon that, you know, and then they're really going to need that player-led leadership when they, you know, face some, you know, some adversity, whether that's in camp, getting through some hard practices and not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, or being able to, you know, really, really come together and pull out a game where they might be, might not be playing their best, but ultimately the best is all that matters is when you win versus losing.
I'm glad you went there with the Matt Rhule blueprint. That's kind of where I was going to head, because I think a big piece of the player led part of this is understanding first and foremost what it is that your coach wants you to accomplish. Number two, how he expects you to accomplish it. And then number three, the why and the importance behind the how. Because player led leadership, you think about it, you know, on the field, hey, work harder. Hey, do another workout with me, right? Come alongside, you know, come catch passes, come hit the sled one more time, whatever it is. Yes, that's leadership as well. But then it boils down to the locker room. How are you treating your teammates? How are you interacting with them? Are you handling your business as a teammate? Player-led leadership is in the classroom. Hey, are you? Right. Hey, I didn't see you today. Hey, are you understanding this assignment? Hey, I had a question with this. I know you're a smart guy. Can you help me? And then it's, you know, in the community, right? How are we representing Nebraska? Are we handling our business in the public, in the community, as very forward-facing individuals, right? I mean, it's easy to think that player-led leadership starts and stops when you enter the doors and exit the doors of the new training facility. That's couldn't be further from the truth. But it's one thing to say you have player-led leadership and to want it. Every team says that it does. But I think you really start to see it come to fruition when you have that alignment between your head coach and maybe sometimes it's the best players. I think ideally for player-led leadership, the ones that are setting the example and holding people to account. But whoever those most important players are, those most important voices in the locker room, they live up to their standard. They know what coach wants, why he wants it, and just how important it is to accomplish it. And that's where, Jay, I don't know if you've seen these questions. I've seen it pop up on our text line every so often here as we're early in the summer. The single-digit guys. I don't know how slam dunk single-digit guys there are. There are quite a few of them that left from last year, and a lot of them off that defensive side of the ball. That's, I think, where Matt Rhule wants the player-led leadership to start for Nebraska. I think he's done that for a while, and that's where he wants it to start from. But those 10 guys can't be the end of player-led leadership. Whether you're guy number one or you're guy number 135, whatever it is on Nebraska's roster, you got to lead in your own way. Some will be more forward-facing. Some will be, you just lead by taking care of your business. Every player has to take accountability for themselves. Every player has to make sure that they're in alignment with what it is their coach, you know, expects from them and why he expects it of them. And then that's when I think you start to see that player-led team.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Team really come to fruition.
Yeah, I don't think there's one, you know, way to do it, you know, and I think some of it has to do with, you know, how you go about your business. Be the best version of you. You know, my whole thing is sometimes when I go talk to the high school coaches and teams and say, you know, be your own All-American, be the All-American you. That's what they need. They need the best version of you. And so, you know, really the one thing that I think is going to be interesting for just not only Nebraska, but kids in this generation to be a player led team and everything goes through you. That means you got to push buttons. Hey, that means you have to push buttons. And I'm going to tell you, man, whether it was the competition level or just we did not want to lose, the type of thing that you might say in the heat of battle cannot be taken personally. And it's there to motivate you. And if you're not pulling your weight, I don't care how the message is delivered because your feelings are out the door. You have to listen to the message. You have to not hear the message. You got to feel the message. You can be mad in the moment because that's emotional. And I want you to be mad because that lets you know that lets me know that you care. But reality knows that it's coming from a good place because it's never personal. It's business. And our business is going out there on Saturday or whenever we play and kicking butt. And at the end of the day, when you do accomplish your goals, say Nebraska, whatever their goals are, they meet them. And there was a couple times you have a couple dust ups, both good and bad, right? And those aren't just me getting on you when you ain't playing good. Those are also encouraging you when you're too hard on yourself. You get what I'm saying? And then we're all, you know, say we're at a bowl game or whatever, or they're at a bowl game, and then they're looking back on some of the success that they've had. They ain't worried about what you said in August when you're in the middle of 2 days. You're actually thinking like, you know what? I'm glad you actually, you know, I trust you enough to really, you know, be there for me, and vice versa. And also, it just doesn't go top down. What I mean is it just doesn't go from your star players down to your, you know, your guys that are just trying to figure it out, right? Well, I call it walk and chew gum. It can go from those guys on up because the standard is the standard. It doesn't have a name, face, jersey number, or how long you've been in Nebraska. And as far as the single numbers go, you know, if it's, you know, it might change. It might have to be across the lines this year. You know, they might not want to give up their numbers. They might be single digit in practice, but they got, you know, they feel like during the game, you know, like for me, like, I'll say I wore, you know, 44 if I was a single digit or, you know, or whatever it was. And I mean, obviously we didn't do it, but to say I was here and that was, you know, and that's my number, it's a family number, you know, I'll be a single digit during practice if that's a, you know, possibility. Or I know I'm a single digit because of how I do, you know, go about my business every day for the betterment of the team. And then come Saturday, you know, I'm that number 44 is going to represent. So I think the single digit number isn't I guess when you look at it, it's more action based. That you get what I'm saying?
Sure.
So okay. If you have, I mean, for me, mm-hmm. Now you highlight those guys because that's your leaders, right? And that's true. And that's what you want. So I'm not going off on it. What I'm saying is you want more than just 10 guys. You get what I'm saying? I want at the end of the year, I want to be having 30 because we're all pushing the same way. What do I say? We're operating individually, thinking collectively. So if you can get more than that moving forward, I think it'll be a pretty special year.
I mean, you want to have that guy, that go-to guy in every room, and then he should probably be mentoring someone, and then they should probably be mentoring someone because everyone's at a different spot in their journey as a football player, as a leader, as a teammate. So I think it's ideal if every voice has that one guy that's going to speak for the room, you know, not in a commandeering, dominating sort of way, but in a, hey, you know, I have the pulse of this room. They trust me. I've put in the work to get to know each and every one of these guys. So if there is something wrong, if there's something that we like, either way, if anyone's going to speak to coach on behalf of a room, it's going to be me. I'm going to take on that responsibility. Big Bang Hank on the text line says he doesn't like the single digit number thing. Just give him a C on their chest for captain and let's go. But I think that goes to Jay's point, right? This coaching staff does things a little differently. They reward with the single digit numbers. They think that's the way to do it. I don't mind the game captains sort of thing where they switch it up every week. I would probably prefer some more consistency, right? Where I would rather, you know, among those single digits, pick four of those guys. But it is kind of cool, right? Bryce Benhart, Emmett Johnson go back home to Minnesota. They're game captains, right? They probably got family and friends there. I get what they're going for. It's pretty cool, but I would do it a different way. I'm not in charge of the football team, so more power to them as long as it works, right? If it works and Nebraska plays well, we don't care about these conversations. It works. Congratulations. Yeah. Keep going. We get to celebrate. That's really what I think we all care about.
Yeah, I think, you know, the single digit thing is obviously new. And you know, look, we've had new things in the way coaches have done things in the past. You know, Bo Pelini, I don't think he handed out all the black shirts. Guys just did it differently. They would wait maybe to the fourth week of the season. You know, they got single digits, you know, and that became a fad. You know, numbers are a big deal to players. It's no different than the NBA and in NFL as well. So, you know, I like the game captain things. And, you know, one thing I'll say, Austin, as long as we don't have a Jahir Alexander anointing himself a captain, when he was a Green Bay Packer and was playing down here in Charlotte, said, you know what? You didn't know that I'm a captain. Well, I'm a captain now, and I'm calling the coin toss.
I'm the captain now.
Yeah, I'm the captain now. So, you know, as long as we don't have those type of guys running out there being captains when they're not supposed to, I think it's all good. But, I will tell you this. I'll tell you my experience with it. When we were in Buffalo, we knew who our captains were. They were the leaders. Obviously, you had all of them were like Hall of Famers, and even the guys like Ted Washington, they were the captains of the locker room. When I got to Houston, we did kind of a like it was like a week by week thing. But then when we really started to play some really good team, we always kind of play good defense, and we started to get kind of the other two going together, is that we had a, you know, kind of a guy per room or guys per room. And then we had generally about 4 to 6 guys that would go out there. And then obviously if we're playing somewhere and somebody's from, you know, their hometown, we you know, obviously want to make sure that they get to go and get their just due. So I think it could be adjustable, but also I think when you say you're a player led team and everything goes through it, this is some of the things that you have to make sure that you make those decisions with or for, and then you live with it, both good and bad. So anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back. We'll talk about my main man, Aaron Rodgers, already saying this is going to be his last year. Is it his last year, or is he setting it up that if he plays well, the Pittsburgh fans and players beg him to come back for one more year? Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply, or consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation, but the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.